We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled A Life That Counts, Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalm 68:11. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. I have just read from the King James Version. Psalm 68:11 shows that while the Lord gives the word, it takes a great company to publish it. The message is divine, but the messengers are human. God chooses to spread his word through yielded vessels who are willing to carry it, speak it, and live it. Publishing the word is not limited to pulpits or platforms. Some publish it by preaching to crowds. Others publish it by discipling a few. Some send missionaries, support the work financially, translate scriptures, raise godly children, or shine as lights in workplaces and schools. Each role matters. The company is great because the assignments are diverse. However, there is always a cost. Publishing the word requires time, convenience, reputation, and sometimes even safety. This is why not everyone joins the company. Many admire the mission, but only a few embrace the sacrifice. Yet history consistently shows that God accomplishes much through those who are willing. The early believers understood this. They did not treat the gospel as a private treasure, but as a message to be announced. Persecution did not silence them. Instead, it scattered them, and wherever they went, they published the word. What looked like loss became multiplication, and the gospel spread across regions and nations. Our generation also needs believers who see the gospel as their primary assignment. The world is full of noise, but few voices are clearly declaring truth. The Lord is still giving his word, and he is still looking for those who will publish it. The question is whether we will take our place in that company. Decide today that your life will not be silent. Let your words point people to Christ. Let your actions reflect his love. Let your priorities show that his kingdom matters most. A life that publishes the word may not always be celebrated on earth, but it is always remembered in eternity. Prayer. Lord, make me part of the company that publishes your word. Give me boldness to speak, faithfulness to live it, and love that compels me to share it. Let my life contribute to the spread of your gospel in my generation. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Judges 12-16. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.